One. Microphone two. Not yet.
Three. Yabba dabba doo.
All three of us back. Like the roof of the Apple Studios building. The time is 6:08 in the PM. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667. You like letters? The phone number is 472-KOOP. We are joined in studio by special guest DJ Apprentice Hup.
Hey.
As David said, reunited, and it feels so sexy. Because this is the first time that we have done a show together, a regular non-membership drive show, in 9 weeks.
Yeah.
Over 2 months.
What has happened since then? Do you remember the price of gas back then? Oh, my God.
Who was president?
I don't know. I can tell you some guy who hadn't won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny is that we're starting from scratch. You realize that, right?
I do realize that.
Because we have no momentum.
Yeah.
This thing zero stopped.
Yeah.
Because we won that little Best of Austin thing.
That was cute.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, we can build off of this. We can, you know, groundswell. Here it comes. You feeling this? We're riding the tiger. No, it's dead. It's gone. Mm-hmm. There's no momentum.
Oh, well, there's another reason why we're starting from scratch, too.
Why?
Because the membership drive happened during this whole rigmarole.
Yeah.
That was the end of the old season. This is the start of a new season. Bye-bye Showdown Saturday.
Actually, it's not a part of the new season.
What?
No, because they have to announce a new schedule and everything yet.
Oh, gee. Are you doing that way? I thought it was...
That's the way it always works.
No, I thought it was membership drives cut it off.
Still Showdown Saturday.
Okay, well, still Showdown Saturday.
For now.
Well, geez, forget what I just said. Why don't I walk out of here? Have fun listening to the Mac Show.
Hey. Actually, you know what? Last week was the Mac Show, and I guarantee you no one had fun listening to that.
That's weird, because a week before that was the David Show, and fewer people like that.
Oh, I doubt it.
So when our forces combine, who knows? We just heard the Spiderbags off their new album, Goodbye Cruel World, Hello Crueler World.
What?
Which kind of got me excited at first because I thought it said Hello Cruller World. And I was like, finally, someone's writing about pastries. But no, that was Long White Desert Rose off their brand spanking new album.
And before that, off of the Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack, that was Karen O and the Kids with Hideaway. And Hup, how's it going?
Going well.
Good.
Swimmingly.
And you saw that movie, Hup, right? Where the Wild Things Are?
Yeah, I did.
What was your end to that movie, if I might ask you? Like, what was the original appeal? Were you a fan of the book? Did you like Spike Jonze? Did it just look good? What was it?
Yeah, you know, Maurice Sendak wrote this book in, 1967?
Not much of a reader.
Yeah.
That's David's joke.
Well, anyway, you know, this kid had the book. I really don't know anyone from my generation who doesn't.
So you were a fan of the book when you were a kid?
Have that story. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you liked it?
Yeah, I loved it.
It got what? Would you recommend it?
Can I approve it?
Oh! No. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Yeah, it was. It's a great book and movie. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm curious to see it myself.
I'm dying to see it. Where were your expectations going in? Like, did it meet your expectations? Were your expectations just way too high?
They were pretty high.
Okay.
The trailer that I saw. Mm-hmm.
That America saw.
That America saw.
I don't think anyone could forget where we were on 8/12.
Pretty heart-poundingly.
Less a trailer, more of an event.
Magical and mysterious.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
Oh man!
Oh wow! Jeez, up!
Well, I can tell you sold the movie for me. No! I want to get your opinion of The Proposal with Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds. I want you to sell me on that one.
You mean Betty White movie?
Yeah, the Betty White movie, where if you go to like all the ads now, it's like Betty White is hilarious.
Well, if you like bile,
go on.
I didn't know you're gonna get
maybe
catty with it.
It's for you,
ladies and gentlemen. It's now time for a special impromptu segment called The Mascot Wedding Show Honors. The Mascot Wedding Show has to tip our hat to Vixie.
Yes.
AKA Victoria. We'll give her a golf clap.
We will.
This is her final show before she moves. I think she's going to rehab.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Good for her.
Yeah.
For what you think, though.
I think she was telling people she was going to Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not true.
Well, it's Australia Gardens in Spooner, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's not going for rehab for like anything bad, just pills.
I think that's a place where Mickey Rourke broke out of.
I think so. I think you're right.
But yes, she has been a fine lead-in as part of Around the Town Sounds and also as an apprentice, much like you, Hup, on What's a Girl to Do?
That's right.
Prior to that. And she's always taken our abuse.
Yes. She put up with a lot of our Esker-plunk over the months.
Quite fondly.
Yes.
And I think I think she likes both of us like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was sort of that negging thing, you know what I mean? Where if you insult women, they kind of like want to meet your approval.
Oh, okay. So sort of like when I was younger and I used to pull a girl's hair.
Yeah. That's how they know I like that. We tell her that we wish she would die in a fire. Mm-hmm. That is why I think she responded so positively to us.
I think you're right.
KOP, you're on the air.
Oh, actually, I don't have anything interesting to say. I just wanted to ask if I have some relatives whose last name is Hodder. Do you have any relatives who the last name person's Hodder in Northern California?
Well, I feel like you're saying it weird. How do you spell it?
H-O-D-D-E-R.
Completely wrong. Sorry.
Oh. Okay, bye-bye.
No, it's fine. Bye.
Or you could ask how you spell his last name, but that's all right.
No, that was good enough for her. She might be related to Kane Hodder, a famous movie monster.
Good to know.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, if this is her last show, our hat is off to you, Vixie.
Yes.
Or as we know,
we already gave her one.
Victoria. Mascot Wedding salutes you.
Yes, Mascot Wedding does salute you. Thank you very much for your service, and we hope to see you again. Just not anytime soon.
See, I was trying to end on a legitimately positive note.
No, I am too. No, I'm saying I hope she has fun in Australia.
Oh.
I don't want her to come back tail between her legs like Australia didn't pan out. I hope we don't see her for a long time, and I hope she comes back with like a stuffed koala and stories.
All right, you win. You win.
I do win.
Jeebers.
What's your name again?
My name is Mac Blake.
Hey, Mac Blake, I'm David Hotta.
Mascot Wedding Show. Yes, starting from scratch. Yes. How's it going, David, by the way?
You know what? It's going pretty good so far. I had, this week could suck it for as far as I care. But today, been a pretty good day. I didn't want to bring anything to the show, and I don't feel like I am. It's powering through.
Yeah, you know what? Before coming to the show, I feel like someone had ripped out my heart and replaced it with a beating. And all that doesn't make sense because my heart could be beating.
Because your heart could be beating.
Yeah. My life sucks.
Unless you mean like a jewel poem.
Yeah.
Like no, a night without armor.
Feeling miserable. But as soon as that music kicked off and we're starting the show, first time all of us here together in 9 weeks, felt real good. KOP, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name, caller?
I was checking to see if we get a prize if we correctly spell Dave's last name.
You don't. But how do you think you spell it?
J-A-R-A.
Hey!
Correct. Guess what? I was lying. You do get a prize.
Yes.
Great. Is it the Tupperware set or the Cordenware set?
No. Are you familiar with the Marvel No Prize?
No, I'm not.
You get an empty envelope. Congratulations, right. Slappy.
Thanks a lot.
That was Slappy, right? I didn't just insult him?
I don't know. But thanks for calling
I'm not a jerky boy. I just want to get that clear now.
He already had two strikes when I asked him a question and answer it.
Yeah.
I was like, what's your name? So anyway.
That's probably why.
This show is about having conversations with the community.
Exactly.
People.
It's open phones. We talk to you. You talk to us. I already found out there's a Hodder family in Northern California. See, you didn't know that 15 minutes ago. You're welcome.
Next time I go to NorCal, I'll know somebody.
Exactly.
That'll work. Folks, we got a lot of hot, hot show coming at you.
I think including, God, you said show. I'm
sorry. We're going to shoot it in your veins. By that, I mean your ears. And by shoot, I mean you're just going
to
listen.
Yes, it's going to go straight to your ears, right to your brain, like mercury does.
All right. And got a lot of stupid stuff to talk about, including that really stupid balloon boy thing.
Yeah.
But first, we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to some new music.
Hot.
Off of her just released album. This is Tao with the Get Down, Stay Down. We already played this once. We're playing it again because I listen to this album and I love it. This is the title track off of Know Better, Learn Faster. More Mascot Wedding Show after this.
That's right. We were playing Hot for Teacher in our heads in between.
That's what
songs.
We did. Yeah. We saw who could make Hot for Teacher, the sounds of it.
And
oh, God. Hey, we just heard some music. That was Tao with the Get Down, Stay Down. Know Better and Learn Faster off of the album with the same name. Hey, who called in during the break, David?
That was Vixie from Around the Town Sounds and also from formerly our friends. I think she's mad at us now. We need to issue a retraction. She's not going to rehab. Of course not. She lives a very clean life. And we applaud her for that. But we've already applauded her twice, so we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah. We're
not apologizing either.
Yeah, we're not. We just want to clarify in case somebody from the FBI is listening and they got her resume on file. No, she doesn't do drugs. She doesn't have a problem with addiction.
No, she's just going to a country that you started off as a prison colony. Yeah. Coincidence? I don't know.
That's very good.
So, my name is Mac.
I'm David.
I'm Hup.
And this is the Mascot Wedding Show. If you paid attention to the news for like 8 hours there on Thursday, you might have heard of that really stupid Balloon Boy story.
Yeah.
Which, golly... It's so dumb, the fact that, I mean, really, like, the news cycled through it pretty quick.
I got to tell you.
From start to finish, yeah. it was within a day.
Yeah. You mentioned this on the pre-show. We were talking about stuff we want to talk about, and you said, hey, I want to talk about Balloon Boy. This thing happened, if I'm wrong, then correct me, or not, whatever, 4725667. I was at work. I saw this on my lunch hour. I was like, boy and balloon. And then as I was leaving work, it was like, boy found. So all this happened within the span of like 5 or 6 hours, but I didn't even think about talking about it on the radio today because I was already so sick of it. I've heard so much about it, and this happened like 2 days ago. This wasn't like a Monday story, and we had all week to digest it, but I was like, oh yeah, that thing happened, and I was annoyed. Go ahead.
Yeah, and these people were apparently on a television show, Wife Swap, which of course means that they are scum.
Mm-hmm. Fame horse.
Yes, because anytime you go on a reality TV show that is about you and not about, let's say, because I was coming with a sort of a blanket theory of this, but this show Deadliest Catch.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys seem to be doing a job.
They're doing their job, and somebody said, hey, that's an interesting job. I want to put a camera in front of you.
Yeah, it's not necessarily like Fame Horse where it's like, hey, I want you to agree to the premise of the show where we'll edit it, let it whatever we shoot to make you look as horrible as can be. Yeah. And so the rest of the world can throw peanuts at you like you're a zoo monkey.
Yeah, because even like contest shows, like American Idol, you want to become the next American Idol. You want to become a famous singer. This one is just like, hey, why don't you practice swinging? And like swap your wives out.
That name does imply that. I have to say, disappointed after one episode. I was like, wife swap, all right.
Yeah.
Apparently Fox got my letters. But yeah, so they're slime. They're scum.
Mm-hmm.
And there is talk of how this thing with their son, which in case if you slept through all of Thursday, which, you know, I like to sleep through entire days, so maybe you did. This guy was building like a weather balloon for some sort of science experiment. That's in quotes.
Already.
Yeah.
Suspect.
And so his son gets in the balloon and it takes off. And so they're like tracking this balloon through the sky. And supposedly there's a little boy in it. Uh-oh. However, when the balloon lands, there's no little boy. And where was he? He was hiding in the attic the entire time, probably afraid that his dad was going to get mad at him for him letting loose his science experiment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, see, that's a good theory because, you know, if you look at it, all right, that kid was hiding in the attic for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Like after a while, kids get bored. I get bored and I'm a grown ass man.
Well, it's after the balloon landed. Then the kid came out.
Yeah, but where was the kid for the other? Nobody got wise to it after hour two. When they're still chasing the balloon, nobody thought to like search the pantry or something?
Well, maybe I don't know, but he was in there.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
And so it does seem really stupid, the entire thing. However, if it was the case where the kid did let the balloon go, therefore ruining something that his dad was working on, and he decided to hide in the attic, I can totally get behind that decision.
Okay.
I can totally understand it because of something similar that happened to me when I was a kid. And this is a real story. This is, I was thinking about this. I'm like, oh, should I take back the curtain this much? And I will.
Okay.
So, gee, I was in like middle school, I think. And my friend was coming over to watch. So we went and rented a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like looking at the movies on new releases. And Hupar, are you familiar with a little movie called Highlander?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, then get ready because there were two sequels.
Yeah.
Actually, there were more.
Yeah.
There are more sequels. Well, let's take this caller before I get too deep within this story. KOP, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Or not.
Yeah, you tricked us. Good job.
Or did you hit the right button?
Yeah, look. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, I don't want to be on the air necessarily, but...
Well, you necessarily are.
What I never heard on any of the news programs was there a capability of this balloon actually lifting a 30 or 40 pound child off the ground? I don't think so.
Well, if balloon, there had that assumption,
wouldn't have lifted that much weight off the ground in the beginning.
Well, but it had that little cubby at the bottom, so people
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
All right,
the thing just wouldn't lift that much weight off the ground.
No, I'm with you. I get it, but I'm talking.
Well, if it didn't, then why were they chasing after the balloon?
Because nobody said, hey, the balloon doesn't have a capability. The dad, I'm sure, knew what the capability of this balloon was.
Well, let me just say this then, in defense of the police. I don't think the police are going to go, you know what? There's no kid in there. Like, the police aren't going to poo-poo it. They're going to investigate, and they're going to exhaust their resources. For all they know, there's a kid in there.
Due diligence.
Yeah, exactly. Due diligence. Those cops would be all over the news had they just said, no kid.
Yeah.
So I get your point. I completely. What's your name, caller?
I can't do that. I can't do that.
You're not going to give your name? Are you some sort of secret agent or something?
Yeah, I am.
Are you in a balloon right now?
Hey, well, guess what? Call back in when you grow up.
Oh, I hope your balloon pops. Jeez. Anyway, back to the better story.
Ugh! Callers on the show.
They're getting real uppity.
You don't know how to have a conversation. Nice conversation. Hey, how's it going? Pretty good. What's your name? Nice to meet you.
Can't tell you.
Yeah.
Can't tell you.
Are we not?
Oh, I can't do that.
We're plenty personable.
I can't let people know I'm an idiot.
We welcome you into our homes every week, and the least you can do is introduce yourself.
You think I'm coming on here like, hey, my name's Airwolf, and here is Door Gunner.
Hey, look at me, I'm Speedster. No. We're just having a conversation.
Stand by the show.
You made a very good point, sir, or madam. I don't know. I don't know because you didn't give me your name.
Couldn't even think to go, hey, that's Tom.
No, yeah, exactly.
I can't do it.
Chet. Chet. How hard was that?
So, I was in middle school, and my friend was coming over to spend the night, and so we were going to rent a movie. Mm-hmm. And so we rented Highlander 3, The Final Dimension.
Ooh, I haven't seen that one.
It's not good. Mm. Starring Christopher Lambert and Mario Van Peebles.
That's right. Lambert in all of them?
As far as I know.
He's in all of the movie ones.
If they made a Highlander 5, then I don't know. But he was definitely in the first three. Christopher Lambert. He doesn't have a French accent.
He does kind of, though.
Oh, my God.
Really? Are we doing this?
Oh, he got us. He got us. You win, unnamed caller. And so, oh.
Someone's having fun with
us
now.
The boards are lighting up here. KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, do I get the prize for spelling Mac's name right?
No, there's no prize for spelling names right.
Oh, is it C-A-M?
Gonna let you go, buddy, but you have a good day. And the board will be silent for the rest of the story.
That's right, please tell the story.
Okay. And so, in this movie, I swear when it came out, it was PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess when they released it on video, it was a director's cut or something. Because this one was R.
Yeah.
And I, as a kid, was not allowed to watch R-rated movies.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, actually, that's not true. I could watch them if they were violent. like, for some reason, like Die Hard with a Vengeance, it's just like swearing and like murdering people.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's fine. But if like a man and a woman love each other and you see like her bare breast or something, then that's ugly and gross and wrong.
So have you not still seen Disclosure?
Oh, I can watch them now, David, because I'm an adult.
Oh.
Yeah. I still have not seen Disclosure, but I don't know if I would phrase it like that.
I'm missing a lot.
Okay, then.
I'm missing a lot.
Thanks for asking. And so we're watching this movie, and sure enough, there's some nudity in it. And so the next day, my dad's got to drive someplace. And I was like, oh, hey, can we stop at the video store? We're showing this movie. He's like, actually, your mom kind of wanted to see it. And I was like, oh, boy. And I was like, are you sure it's not very good? And, I started to lie because I didn't want them to find out that, this movie had nudity in it.
Uh-huh.
And so I did not hide in the attic while a balloon was floating overhead. But I thus began a campaign to hide this movie from my parents. At first, I was like, oh, it's not good. Then I was going to like forget that they asked until it was due that night,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And I was like, oh, this movie's due this night. We should return it. And my mom was like, it's all right, we'll pay the late fee. I want to see it. I was like, oh, nuts. So then I couldn't find it, right?
Yeah.
And so then we called the video store and to be like, hey, how much for the video? Because I think we lost it. And if you remember, videos used to come out on for rental before they were available for sale.
Yeah.
And so before you could buy them at your local,
Sam Goody.
Suncoast Video.
Mm-hmm.
They cost $100 for a VHS tape.
Yeah, nice business model.
So Blockbuster or Arrow Video or whatever, like $100 for that VHS.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny, too, because you used to see like USA Today would have like, new out on video. DVD, $25. VHS, $98. Like, what?
Don't leave it in your glove compartment, though. It'll melt, and you'll be out $100.
Yeah, VHS was real happy. Like, whoever made those was like, yeah, let's just, can we get the DVDs so fast?
Yeah.
And so then I had to find it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was actually hidden in a shoebox that I kept baseball cards in.
Okay.
So it was underneath some baseball cards.
So it was deliberately hidden, even when it was found. Okay.
But no, here's the thing. And so my family was going to, it was a Sunday, so they were going to attend Mass at the local church. And I was like, I don't feel well. I feel really bad. I got to stay home. And so they went to church, and I went and got two VCRs and prepared to make my own edit of the movie.
Wow.
I was going to make my own dub of the movie and dub out the nudity.
That's ambitious. Kudos.
Yes. I was like, I got in the editing bay. I was going to make this thing. And I did it, right?
Right.
I did it. I made a copy of the movie. And so I had this. And of course, it didn't say Highlander on it. It was just a blank VHS tape. But I was just going to be like, oh, hey, it's already in the movie thing or whatever. And so I pressed play. And it didn't work. The dubbed copy that I made did not play. Something had gone wrong in the wiring, or I didn't connect a cord. And at that moment, I was like, you win. But so my family came home from church, and I go, hey, I got something to say. Here's the video right here. I've had it the entire time. It's had nudity in it. I don't want you to find out, but I can't hide it anymore. And I got in trouble.
Okay.
I got in trouble. Well, yeah. But the fact that I went to that length. Because this is over like a week.
No, too. That is incredibly ambitious. Yeah, exactly. Late fees racking up, by the way.
What?
The late fees are racking up.
Yeah, this entire time. Back in the day, it was like zero tolerance. It was probably like an $18 movie by the end of it. Which, if you look at the cost of that, that was like, that's 2/9 of it.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Or 2/10, actually. Mm. 1/5. 18 and 90? That works out.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some mascot winning math for you. So you know what? If this kid in the attic... I'd be totally cool with that. Even if his brother's like coming up and be like, hey, the media is involved. If I was that kid, I'd be like, I'm waiting it out. I'm going to wait till nightfall and say that I fell in a tree or something like that.
Double tape this box. I'm staying in here for the long haul.
It's just, I'm going to stay here until I can think of a better idea to get my way out of it. Almost like Cousin Larry Appleton on Perfect Strangers. He had, oh no, a plan, and he was sticking to it. So your family is scum, but I understand where he was coming from.
Mac, I applaud you not only for that cunning as a child, but for telling that story as an adult. And if you would like, I have an almost the exact same story.
I think I know the story. Please tell it.
Okay. In fact, I don't even know if my mom knows this. My dad knows this because he's involved in the story. So when I was younger, when I was about 13, I'm not going to give the number out. Every weekend, my mom would take me to the video store, and we would go rent videos at Major League Video in Houston, Texas. Yeah, where all the home runs go with the Eric Roberts movies. And so my mom went off to one side of the store to go rent her, you know, movies that she likes, and I went off to the horror section because I liked horror movies at the time. But next to the horror section was like miscellaneous. Like where it could be like workout tapes and wrestling tapes and also the occasional naughty tape.
That's right.
Yeah.
Special interest.
Special interest. Thank you.
It was this weird catch-all. It's like, here's WrestleMania 8, and here's the Art of Erotic Massage.
We don't know where to put this Family Values tour. We'll put it right next to Night Eyes 3.
Yeah.
So I was a teenager. I was going through things, and one of the movies caught my eye. It was a movie called Teasers. The plot of this movie was... two men find a credit card on the ground, and rather than return it or rather than rack up flyer miles, they decide to open up the phone book and call strippers and invite them over for them to strip.
Hup and I were just talking about doing this, so pay attention, Hup. This is why it won't work.
This is why it won't work.
Taking notes.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm smarter than my mom. I'm going to rent this movie. So I pick it up, walking, meet my mom. She's like, oh, what'd you find? I was like, a horror movie. I say this because I know that turns my mom's ears off immediately. She hates horror movies. She hates violence. She hates gore. She hates all that. So I was like, ah, it's a horror movie. She's like, ooh, I don't like it. Plan's going swimmingly. We rent the movie. I take it home. I watch it that night. It was what I expected. And I win. I'm ahead on this one.
What did you expect it to be?
Nudity.
Yeah. And teasers.
And nudity it was. Except for the next morning when my mom went to work and, you know, my dad's home. And my dad goes, oh, so what'd you rent last night? I was like, ah, it was a horror movie. Thinking it would work on my dad. It didn't work on my dad. So my dad goes, oh, really? I'm in the mood for horror movie. What's the name of it? I couldn't think of anything else. So I was like, teasers. But then here's where it kicks in. He's like, teasers? Never heard of it. What's it about? Quick on my feet. I said, well, it's about this fat kid who was teased as a child, but then grows up and exacts his revenge on the people who teased him. Brilliant!
That is pretty good.
Thank you.
That is the plot of several horror movies.
Here's the problem, though. I'm so good at it that my dad's involved. Like, my dad's on board. He's like, oh, that sounds really good. I want to see these teasers now. Dad, no, you don't want to see it. It's horrible. So gory. So not very good. It's like, go get the video. I turn bone white. I run upstairs. I get the video because there's no out strategy for me. There's no dubbing it. There's no throwing it in the gutter. My dad used the go to hell voice. I have to acquiesce. So I get the video, hand it to him. As soon as I hand it to him, I run away. I run back upstairs, crying my damn eyes out for an hour and a half. 13 years old, crying like a little baby. My brother Al laughing his ass off though. An hour and a half passes. My dad was in his room, walks out of the room. He says, you know what? I didn't see one fat kid that entire movie. And I knew I was in trouble. But thankfully, he showed mercy on me because I was a little boy. And we shared this moment between men. And now I've just splayed it out for the world to hear.
That's a pretty good line from your dad. It's almost like he was working on that. Like,
oh, that's what he was doing for the hour and a half.
Why am I going to bust him on this? Be like, hey, pretty good. Didn't see a lot of fat kids in it.
So, Mom, I guess please don't get mad at Dad for sharing this father-son moment. It's been 16 years already. Let it go. But that's my story.
Let it go?
Yeah, let it go, Mom.
I like how she... Wow, okay.
You know what? I know I'm going to have a message on my phone when I'm done. It's like, oh, you're in trouble as soon as I see you.
I have met your mom. She is, I don't know, the nicest person ever.
She's sweet.
Time to take a break, huh?
Yeah, let's do it.
What are we gonna hear?
We're gonna hear a song off the new album from Dead Man's Bones, which you might know as the Ryan Gosling Vanity Project.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually.
I mean, Ryan Gosling from Fracture?
Ryan Gosling from Lars and the Real Girl.
Ryan Gosling from that movie where they...
Murder by Numbers?
Murder by Numbers!
Yeah! Nice,
that was just what I was thinking of.
Hup, contributing.
Hup, approved.
It's actually quite good. Here's a song off of it. More Mascot Wedding Show, right after this. Yes, and thank you to listener Anna for calling. Oh, hang on. How about that? Now?
Thank you, Anna.
Yes, thank you to listener Anna who called to inform us that the whole bubble balloon thing. Oops. Now we know. And we've got a call. We're going to go ahead and throw caution to the wind and take this one. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, can I speak to the DJ?
This is he.
Oh, so you answer the phone downstairs. Phones now too. Jesus Christ, is your low-rent station ever going to catch a break?
Excuse me, who is this? I'm so tired of this.
Come on, you know who this is.
Wait a second, is this...
It's your old boss, Craig Betancourt.
Hi, Craig. And you were never my boss.
Yeah, I was when you worked for Entercom, which is a subsidiary of my old company, Dine Air Die.
We never worked for Entercom. They were just letting us use their studio temporarily. And you worked in marketing anyway.
Did you come in the building?
Did we come in the building?
Were you ever inside the Intercom building?
Yes.
Well, then by law, you became an employee of Intercom.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it does. The governor passed a special law that decreed it so.
That makes even less sense.
How do you think I got that army of pizza boy interns?
Okay, now you're making stuff up. That doesn't even, that's not anything. What do you want, Craig?
I was calling to collect on a bet.
Wait a second, Craig, hold up. You were supposed to be here a few weeks ago for membership drive. You weren't here, why not?
What?
The last time you called the show, it was before membership drive, and you said you were going to volunteer and help out the station.
That doesn't sound like something I would say.
You know what? You're right. It doesn't, but you did. And what did you do?
Well, something came up.
No, you no-showed, Craig. You said you were going to do something, and it didn't happen. That sounds about par for the course for old Craig Betancourt.
You need to take a CP and back off that tone, buddy. Don't make me drop ham on you.
What?
What?
What did any of that mean?
What did any of what mean?
You said I need to take a CP. What's a CP?
CP means calm pill. Haven't you heard that expression? It means to calm down.
Calm pill. I have never... Hup, have you heard of that?
Yeah, me neither. Maybe it means chill pill.
Chill pill? Did you mean chill pill, Craig?
What's a chill pill? Is that a pill you take when you're hot and you want to get the cold sweats?
No, it means that...
Because I have some of those.
Oh, okay. It means what you want calm pill to mean.
I think I'm going to take a chill pill right now. Hold on.
Oh, that's just great.
Oh, yeah. That'll get me sweating.
Anyway, so what happened to you, Craig?
Well, if you remember, my last business venture was to open up a bunch of rub shacks where dudes go to get pants rubbed.
Gross. Yes, I do remember. And if I recall, something horrible happened to your employees.
Oh, yeah. It turns out I was wrong. The crate they got shipped in actually got put on the wrong boat. I heard a rumor they're all working in rub houses in southern Idaho.
Okay, that still doesn't explain why you couldn't volunteer.
Well, after the business went under, my investors wanted their money back. Mm. And these were not guys you wanted to disappoint. So I did the only thing I could think of.
And what was that? Did you run away? Did you hide?
No, I entered a contest.
A contest?
Yeah, and I won.
What kind of contest was it?
It was a Michelin Man lookalike contest.
The Michelin Man, the Michelin spokesman thing.
He's that white monster thing that's all ribbed and stuff.
Yeah.
How did you look like him?
Well, after shaving my body hair off and avoiding sunlight, I began a strategic regimen of working out certain areas and then letting other areas go to seed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the resemblance was uncanny.
That is so disgusting.
Yeah, I almost got shot twice on my way to the final judging by God-fearing locals.
Well, yeah, I can imagine.
Those saps.
Those saps. Yeah, well, you sure got back at them by destroying your body.
Well, it's almost back in the shape it once was. I've returned to my bronze color, and my thick, lustrous hair and beard have grown back in. Now, if my left arm would just play ball.
And what's the matter with your left arm?
It's still all ribbed.
That is gross.
You need to shut up, Mike.
I'm not Mike.
I think he means Mac. That's Craig, that's not Mac. That's Hup.
Hey.
What? You let your intern talk to me like that? Now I'm going to drop ham all over you guys for sure.
Okay. That's the second time you've said drop ham. I have no idea what that means.
It's a POW brev.
A power abbreviation.
Yes. It means dropping the hammer on you. You know, like I'm going to call down the thunder on you two lambskins.
Lambskins?
Yeah, like lambskin condoms. Because they're not as good
Okay. Yeah.
What?
Okay, Craig, well, it's been great talking to you.
Hold on there a minute, cowboy. I called in to collect my winnings, and I'm not getting off the phone till I do.
Your winnings?
I guess the higher-ups didn't fill you in.
No, nobody's mentioned...
I guess news doesn't travel down to the mascot grease trap.
Thank you. That's that laugh again. No, nobody's mentioned you or anything about you.
Well, last night I was playing a game of high-stakes poker with a friend of yours.
Oh, really?
One Mr. J. Robillard.
J. Robillard from The Lounge Show was playing a game of high-stakes poker.
Yeah, and this thing got ridiculous.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was down to just me and Jay, and we had run out of cash, but we kept betting. Shoes, watches, hair gel, collectible records, car tires, you name it.
That sounds like pretty high stakes.
Eventually, we started betting interns.
Interns?
Yeah, and I won. So time to pay up, sucker.
Well, I still don't know what this has to do with me.
I won an intern, so I'm taking yours. You're with me, Hup.
Hey, wait a second.
Wait a second. You're not getting Hup.
Yes, I am. The first thing I'm going to do with him is drop ham all over him.
You're going to what?
Yeah, I'm going to have to break your spirit. If you're going to be my personal assistant, we're going to have to get rid of your bad attitude.
You can't win people in a card game.
keep giving me that lip hop. We'll see if you're still talking back when you're covered in hot ham dropping.
which once again means to drop the hammer.
No, dumb moron.
Well, why are the hammer drops hot?
I'm going to drop the hammer so fast it'll be hot when it drops. Like that one song by Little Dwayne.
Okay, you're not dropping a literal hammer.
Not yet.
Okay, well, this is ridiculous. I'm sorry Jay promised you an assistant, but you can't force people against their will to work for you. I mean, look, did you think Hup was just going to follow you around and be your assistant without getting paid because of a card game? That's ridiculous.
Whoa. Who said anything about not getting paid?
Well, I assumed because otherwise, why wouldn't you just hire someone?
Hup, I'm going to offer you a starting salary of $60,000 a year to be my assistant.
Whoa. I'll take it. What?
Excellent.
Hold on.
You start Monday, Hup.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, hold on here. Hup, listen to me. This guy is a grade-A creep. You do not want any part of this.
That's a lot of money, brother.
Well, yes, it's a lot of money, but you can't trust this guy. Can you sleep on it at least?
Mr. Betancourt?
Please call me Lord Betancourt.
Lord Betancourt, please.
Lord Betancourt? Your Majesty, sir. May I have a night to think it over?
Your Majesty?
Wish granted, but only a night. I'll need your answer by 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. If I don't hear from you, I'm going to send someone over to smash up your car with a hot hammer.
A literal hammer?
Shut up, idiot.
Okay. I think we lost him. Hup, I want you to listen to me. I want you to listen very good. This guy's a creep. I know $60,000 is a lot of money, but I can't have you running around consorting with those gentlemen.
Well, I defer to you in all things, David.
Oh. Yeah! Take that, Betancourt! Boom! I win. Take that. That's the only thing I've won in forever. Full show today. My goodness. Whew, yeepers creepers. Do you want to do a... we got time. Do you want to do a final score, Hup? How do you think today went?
I think today was a solid 3 from Mac.
Ooh.
And a stellar 4 from David.
Oh.
I don't like it.
You love it.
No, I don't.
That's how that joke goes. You love it. I ripped up my upper palate doing that noise.
Oh, ah. Good for you.
Wow, Clear Spot coming up next. I haven't said that in forever. Lisa and Linda coming on in, finishing, I believe it's part 3 of their 3-part interview with the guy who played spoons for Spoon Man.
That's right.
Yeah, I forget his name. It's on the card. I forgot. I left the blue cards outside.
I heard the original interview was 6 hours long, but after they edited out the profanity and stories of cannibalism,
yeah,
2.5 hours.
Yeah, slim and trim. Good, I like it. Let's get out of here, shall we?
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here. Hey, folks, I got good news. If you like visiting mascotwinning.com and
who doesn't?
Seeing the podcast, they're now up to date. Last week's show is on there.
Really? Last week's show is?
Yeah, last week's show.
Oh, we might have to...
Although I don't advise listening to it, but it is on there.
I think there's a chance I might be able to get you a copy of the show I did.
Well,
which is probably even worse.
I'll post it.
I know you will.
Yeah, you know, membership drive and various things sort of helped me catch up, but... We are caught up, so...
Yeah. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including various night gigs and side jobs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us. I haven't checked that thing in forever. You might have already. mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on MySpace, I think. Is that still around? Is that a thing still?
Barely.
Did it get bought out by Parker Brothers? They're going to make a game out of it. We're on Facebook, which is infinitely more popular, even though I'm taking a quick hiatus from it. We're everywhere. Find us.
Yeah, I'm also on something else now. I don't even want to talk about it. But I pretty much hate.
Can we talk about it next week?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Social media makes me want to stab myself in the eye right now. I'm not lying to you.
I'll tell you what, when you hear what he's on, it's going to make you titter.
I'm going to murder you. They'll never find your body.
Why not?
I'm going to put it under some baseball cards in a shoebox.
Well, then it might be a week before you reveal it.
Call back. What are we going to... Let's close out some show.
Let's close out some show with some Hot Rock by the Carbonas. I hope this is clean. This is clean. Sure it is. Yeah, let's get out of here. Goodbye, Hup.
Goodbye, Hup.
Au revoir.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Austin.